The Southern Anglers Radio Show is sponsored by Cam Business Concepts.
And my buddy goes, "You want to go fishing in the morning?" I'm like, "Daggone, get enough." Right? And he said, "Well, we need to be on the lake at 5 a.m. Come again."
It's time to drop your line in the water and hook up with the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
Went fishing one time for catfish using shrimp as bait, which makes no sense at all. Does that make any sense? Fishing for a fish that's $2 a pound with a fish that's $9.99 a pound?
If you've got something working this morning, then why not share with your fellow fishermen? Call us up at 843-652-3776.
Boca Raton, that's one of those words I just like to say. It's a Boca Raton.
Is it Boca Raton?
You can say it like all suave, like Boca Raton. You know, it's like kind of a cool word to say.
Fishing advice, boating safety tips, and the latest news with area events centered around the water, all coming up over the next 2 hours.
When I got into television, he was pretty much my idol. And I really wanted to be Jose Wahebe, but I was a little too short and a lot too heavy.
Your hosts for Southern Anglers Radio, Captain E and Kenny Moore.
Good morning, fish heads. The Southern Anglers Radio Show is on the air.
And we're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. And my headphones are messing up. Well, it always happens right at the beginning of the
show. Yeah, what in the world?
I don't know. I thought I had it set.
Normally where you plug them in?
Yeah, that's...
I always use the same spot to plug mine in.
You know what? I hear that's probably smart.
Yeah, it's best to do that. We'll leave that innuendo hanging out there.
We'll leave that hanging out there for a while. But, yes. Man, I tell you what, it's a beautiful weekend.
Finally. Oh, man, ain't it, though?
Finally, a beautiful weekend. I didn't see any chance of rain.
I thought I saw 20%, which is pretty standard. Kind of standard. It's, you know, probably in the afternoon when that humidity builds up.
Yep.
But it's going to be a warm one today. The 100 heat index.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, man, I don't mind that at all.
It's great.
Ain't like that 116 we had there a few weeks back.
God.
Yeah.
Yes. That's great for where I'm going today.
Where are you going?
To the river.
That's what I did last week.
To the river.
I know you just can't wait, man.
All I'm saying is this much. I was going to let you bait that hook.
Is that right?
But you've already baited it.
I baited it, buddy. I'm tossing it out there even.
All right, so you're going fishing today too, right? I see your boat behind
you. Yeah, that's
truck.
Right. I was going to go with Levi. Levi called me earlier this week, man. He was all excited about getting out there doing some pre-fishing for the 6th annual Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats Spanish Mackerel Derby coming up on the 26th. So our plan was to do some pre-fishing, but those plans fell through when Levi's truck broke down. He's going to be home doing some mechanical work today. So, yeah, I got Bikini Bottom out there in the parking lot.
Levi, stop by Sparks Toyota, trade in that other truck, and get a real truck.
There you go. Do it.
But, you know, so last week, yeah, you took Anna out. Y'all went for a...
That's right. We decided on last Sunday.
Nice ride on the
river. Yeah, man, it was awesome. We decided to become recreational boaters, man, which is something I very, very rarely ever do. I mean, I didn't even bring any fishing poles with me. All we brought was a cooler and food and just, you know, that kind of thing.
I didn't realize your boat would run without a rod in it.
I know. I had to convince Anna that I had to put the freshwater converter on it, you know.
I can't believe she has fallen for that.
She used to, yeah. She's on to it now, but yeah, we decided to become recreational boaters for the day, and we launched out of the boat ramp there in Soxty under the big bridge, because it's not too far from where we live.
Right.
And we made the run all the way to Sandy Island.
That's a nice run.
That is a nice run,
that's
you know.
A long run.
That's a very long run, long as it turns run. Out. Very long.
How big's your...
not big enough,
How
as it turns out.
How big a gas tank you got in that boat?
Not big enough. No, I have a 20-gallon tank, and you know, my plan was I was going to hit Wakawachi Marina on the way back,
right,
and fill it up.
Yeah.
Well, I came up 2 miles short of Wakawachi Marina, folks. Ran her bone dry.
I had just gotten the grill going, got the chicken on the grill, and I get a phone call. Hey, partner, what you doing? It is such a positive conversation.
It was very positive at first.
Well, Anna and I went on the river, and well, we're about 2 miles away from Wakawachi, and guess what? The marina's closed. I was like, yeah. Well, we're out of gas.
We are out of gas.
But we're waiting on Cito. They're going to bring us some. How much are they going to bring you? 5 gallons. I'm like, 5 gallons. Everybody I called, because I had to find some gas tanks, because I was going to come
bring
gas.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we were talking about it, like, 5 gallons?
That would have got me to Wakawachi where you were going to bring me some gas.
Okay. Is that what their deal is?
That's what I was going to do.
Okay.
You know, but as it turned out, you know...
As it turned out, you had to hit him twice.
Dude, I was scared he was going to be out there after dark, man. You know, Anna would have been panicking. I was like, oh, my God, you know. But it worked out okay. Thanks to Cito.
Well, just so you know, yesterday I went out to Three Mile. I texted you and said, you know, I went out there and tried to do a little Spanish mackerel pre-fishing. That's the first time I've ever been to Three Mile and put 30 gallons of gas in my boat.
Whoa.
Well, I just, you know what? Yeah. I did not want to run out of gas.
Well, see, I completely miscalculated because, you know, I did fill up after I did all that extensive gas tank work and gas line, you know, redid my, you know, beginning bottom got a whole new fuel system. It kind of changed the way my gas gauge works because I didn't know what the proper, and I'm sure not going to take it apart just to fix a gas gauge. So basically in my boat, half a tank's the new empty.
Right. Okay. So
just the way the sensor's set up now, you know, I didn't know how it was supposed to be set. It laid there on the boat while I was working, you know, it laid there on the deck of the boat while I was doing all the other work on the, you know, I put it back. I was like, well, I'm not sure where to set this thing.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, you would have to get in there and,
and I'm not doing that.
At least you made it back safely.
Yes, we did make it back safely, but, you know, I didn't take into consideration when I water tested it after doing all that work. Remember I told you I took it to the inlet? I actually did a little fishing while I was there too. I said I might have set out on that trip with only 14 gallons of gas. I don't know for sure how much I had. So, that was a bad call. Running on down through there and stopping on the way back to get gas.
Perfect example of why you carry a sea tow or a towboat.
Either one of them would be perfect, but I tell you what, those fellas ran all the way from Georgetown.
Yep.
And gave me gas. Now, and they got there in 30 minutes, man. I couldn't believe that.
Here's the one thing we were asking. Well, the couple people I talked to, we were talking about it. Cause I would have thought like, hey, they'll bring him 10, 12 gallons, blah, blah, blah.
If I'd asked for more, they'd have brought more.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
If I'd have asked for more, they would have brought like 20 gallons. They'd have filled me up if I'd have wanted them to.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
At what?
But standard's like 5 gallons, huh?
How much is it a gallon?
I don't know how much is a gallon. I guess let me think about it for a second. They charged me $25
for 5 gallons.
For 5 gallons.
So that's right at five.
And that's delivery. That's not bad. You know, but you know, with the membership, I don't know what it would be if they actually didn't have a membership.
Gosh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably 300. But plus
I definitely got to give a big old shout out to Captain Jerry Ketton and Captain Lee Thomas, man, for
because you ended up
getting us off that river.
Yeah. You got a double whammy because you hit Captain Jerry up. He came.
That's right.
Back
that's right. Yeah. He had just towed somebody. He wasn't even very far away from me.
Yeah.
But he was towing somebody to North Carolina.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
And you just got lucky and caught him.
Caught him on the way back and got 5 more gallons off of him.
Well, lesson learned, right?
Oh, big time, dude. Big time. Because, you know, I never checked the miles on that trip we took. And I could have easily figured that I better stop on the way. I could have stopped at Bucksport.
Well, after you called me, I kept trying to figure out the mileage from there to figure out the gas, and I could not get my Google map to work to where I could, you know, there's too many curves.
I bet it's a straight line. It's probably a good 30 miles one way, maybe.
I don't know. You think that poor?
At least 25, I'd say.
I would say 20 to 25.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
I would say
right around there somewhere.
It would have to be when you can factor in all the curbs and everything else, because it's not a straight shot.
And you figure, you know, like Captain Jerry was telling me, he goes, well, you're probably getting 2 to 1.
Yep.
And I always figured a little higher than that on my boat anyhow, just from the years of running it. I said, I'll probably get a little bit more than that, but maybe it is. If it was 2 to 1, and it probably was, considering I had to throttle down. I tell you what, folks, if you've ever been to the river.
On Sundays?
Oof, you got to throttle down like every 5 seconds. That thing was up and down, because those wakes are enormous. There's just not enough. We're used to having enough space that we can, the wake will dissipate. Yeah,
right.
Man. But boy, they don't have a chance on the river, man. Them things are monsters. I'm like, this is worse than the ocean on a bad day.
Well, you still had a great time.
We had a great time, man. Anna had never been to, Sandy Island before.
Right.
So that was if you've ever been to Sandy Island, that is a unique place, man. That place is geologically unique.
It is.
Yeah, and scenically unique as well.
I've always said the aerial photo of that place, and it was handmade.
Yeah.
The aerial photo of how perfectly done those ditches are.
That is, man. Yeah, we went up in there too.
Just incredible.
Because we went to the main part first, and we sat there and had some fried chicken and went swimming a little bit and, you know, played around, and we'd left and we went up into the lagoon behind.
Back.
Man, that looked like Lake Havasu back there. You ever seen a spring break at Lake Havasu? I mean,
scenery on Sundays is quite interesting.
It's very nice scenery. Very good scenery. I recommend it.
Yes, it's a great little trip to go to if you're going to go to the river. Well, let's talk about last Saturday.
Dude, that's the big
thing
right
there.
We
got to toot our horns.
Hey, we got our first, our
first of many guests.
Of our first of many guests. You know, the funny thing was, like yesterday, you know, every week I invite a lot of people to be on the show.
Right.
Because most of them will say, oh, I can't do it. Yeah. So I make sure that we're covered.
Yep.
And, That messed me up, man.
No, that's good. I like
because,
that.
Hey, we need to let the folks know that we,
we haven't even
we
talked
have a
about
producer in training here in the studio as well today.
He doesn't need training.
He doesn't because he's been doing it, but he's,
Of you listen to the drive, you're going to know exactly who it is.
Exactly. We got no Remy, the producer.
We got Remy, the producer here.
Are you hearing anything through your headset, Jason?
Huh? You hearing anything? We'll plug you up. I had it. Remy is going to be stepping in now that
it'll work.
Mr. Eric is going to be leaving us.
That's right. Eric's getting kicked upstairs too, evidently.
Now here's the funny thing. This is the first time that we have actually got somebody from the varsity back down to the JV.
Yeah.
But Remy has school during the week. You know, he's a senior at Myrtle Beach. Is that right? Are you the class president, really? And he's the class president.
And he's the class president.
Yeah, I know. We got, we're fortunate though. We've got him every Saturday morning now. We're gonna keep him busy.
That's right. We are inheriting Remy, the producer. Like I said on Aaron's show the other day on his farewell tour.
Yep.
Remy, that's such a perfect name for producer.
It is. It's a great name.
Welcome aboard, Remy.
Welcome aboard, Remy. Bye-bye, Eric.
Yeah. We love Eric, man. We love
Eric. Look at Eric. He's staying away from the mic. He's like.
I tell you, Remy got a good start because he was the first one here this morning.
Uh-oh.
You know me. I get here pretty early, usually right around 6:20 to 6:30. And I was here. I even actually beat Eric here, which is always a feat for me.
Right. Really? That's amazing.
Yeah, man. So I pull in. Remy's here. And right after that, Eric's here. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like, wow, that's a good start, man.
That is a good start.
Good start. Oh, yeah, but we got to talk about Saturday.
Real quick. I mean, golly, we got lucky.
We did. You know, folks, we talked about it last week because when we left the show last week, we were going straight out and fishing the Rusty Hooks Club monthly tournament, which is always a big thing for us because there are some outstanding fishermen, anglers in that club. I mean, this is a club of really, really good anglers, man. Every single one of them are. That's why they're called the Rusty Hooks, man, because they've been around a while.
They've been around a lot.
Yes. So they are the Rusty Hooks, and they've just got a plethora of experience.
That's
fishing
that's
knowledge.
True. Yep.
Fishing experience. I mean, they've been around a minute. Well, what happened though?
The Southern Anglers Radio Show swept the board.
We did.
We Captain did. E got the aggregate.
You got first place overall.
Overall,
mm-hmm.
And Ken had the big fish.
Big fish. I got the big fish. The number one big fish.
And we played it up hard, man.
Oh, we did,
let the
man.
Fish in the cooler. We're like, we don't have anything to weigh.
Oh, I love how that cooler was
and
heavy.
I was like, what time
but we made
have?
It look like
what
it was
time
a lot
do we
heavier.
Have? We're like, it was like 10 minutes till 6 deadline. And we're like, we don't have anything. I was like, hang on, Kenny. Let's go get that cooler and bring it over to sit on.
I'm going
to
tell you.
We go bring the cooler over and all the guys are sitting there like, open it up. We opened it up and they were all like.
Yeah. You are a master at deception on the radio, man. I love that. I absolutely love that. We were talking on the radio. Captain D's like, oh, we're not even going to come to the weigh-in, man. We're just going to go on home, you know.
Well, sometimes you could talk. I mean, we had good catches. We could have limited out on trout.
Yep.
We would have had.
We were going for weight. We didn't know what anybody else was doing. Right. I mean, we were fishing against Mike Brady. He's down there in Georgetown trying to haul in an 8 or 10 pound sheep's head or more than one because it's a cumulative
aggregate
weight. Yeah, you can catch 20 pounds of one species and weigh it in. If you wanted to.
So our benevolent dictator, Mike Brady, is a very good sheephead fisherman.
Indeed.
And he's in a little bit of a slump right now.
A little bit.
Love you, buddy.
His new boat hasn't got the luck rubbed off on it yet.
His new boat hadn't got the luck rubbed off on it yet. But he, we thought we left the trout. We started releasing 16, 17 inch trout so we could save room to catch a bigger one, you know, keep a bigger one. And then, all of a sudden we didn't have our limit in the box, but we decided to go sheep's head fishing.
Yes, we did. Or
black drum at the jetties here to try to catch something bigger.
Yep, get some weight.
And we ended up leaving some fish in the water because we could have kept our limit of those for the tournament, but ended up we got lucky and
we are
extremely excited.
Dude, as soon as we pulled into the weigh-in,
yep.
I could see the faces.
Yeah, they were
on those other anglers.
Yeah, you could tell they weren't.
Yeah. Is your mic on?
It's on now.
Can you
yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear? I didn't hear.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Yeah, we're there. We're there.
Yeah, we got. Man, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to talking to Captain Jason because he's.
We've not had him on in
It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute since he's been on the show, and he's been having such good. Him and the entire Merle's Inlet Fishing Center crew has been just.
Yeah,
they've been bringing in the fish, man.
Yeah, it's been a good summer for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, man. We were talking about that yesterday. This has been a really good summer for fishing.
Yeah.
As compared to past summers.
It's incredible. The inshore bite right now is as good as I've ever seen it.
You were telling me yesterday that you guys have been getting slams, inshore slams pretty regularly.
Yeah. I mean, what was once, you know, pretty tough, you know, task to catch an inshore slam seems like it's an everyday thing now. So
sweet.
I think the rules and regulations they've done on the trout, we are now seeing the huge benefits to it. So
I agree.
I'll tell you, I agree with you on that. Yeah. And, the other thing is I said it last week. We were talking about it. I think the amount of shrimp that we had in the inlet this week.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Has really.
Insane.
Had to.
What we saw Saturday, we'll talk about that later too. Yeah. Oh, what we saw Saturday was a phenomenon.
Yeah, it's.
That was incredible.
That whole creek was snapping. I mean, you could just sit there. Dude, and all you could hear was snapping, yeah. Snapping. Just,
everywhere.
You know, some of the stuff you see in Georgetown is kind of starting to see it in Merle's Inlet, which is really odd. But,
yeah.
You know, it's a testament to the regulations, I mean.
Fred was saying that there's a ton of bait down there.
But you know, I talked to Fred and Fred, we're talking about Captain Fred Rourke from Sweet Tea Charters. He's going to be with us here shortly.
Okay.
And you know, it's kind of a funny thing because Georgetown normally always outfishes any fishery around here.
Right? Yeah.
He's had fishing a little bit tough right there, down there now. And then we're going to have him tell us why.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal.
Yeah. I said, wow, you know, Merle's Inlet is kind of producing and we've been seeing Mark Dixon and the fellows up there in Little River been doing pretty good catches, but something going on down in Georgetown right now. If Fred's having trouble finding the fish.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm having trouble finding flounder.
I know, man. Everybody else is not.
I'm picking his brain. I know. Yeah. We're going to pick his brain.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because he went through the list of big flounder he's been catching with me here yesterday. I'm like, they're loaded. Well,
he had a nice 30-inch red yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
We've
got to get a break in, man.
All right, we got to pay some bills.
Yeah, that's what we got to do. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the Southern Angers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Hello, spring. Goodbye, smooth ride. When old man winter has his way with the highways have their way with your steering and suspension. Now you've got a choice. Overcorrect and hold on tight, or clear your Saturday for a weekend in the garage with quality Moog parts from your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. You can also buy tried and true Moog parts online and pick them up at your local store just 30 minutes later. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You can learn to DIY just about anything.
Hey, gang. Today I'm going to show you how to deep fry a turkey. Now, we're going to need some bubbling hot oil and a fat and a few helpers, so I grabbed the kids.
After all, some things are better left to the pros, like buying a home. Because without an expert to guide you from open house to closing, you could be headed for a meltdown.
And now that the bird is cooking, let's take a power nap.
So DIY yourself a favor and get Realtor. Head to Realtor.com/getrealtor today. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you've got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register, starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on the Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On the Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On the Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean.
If you fish or boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fishheads, the really, really big show is back.
Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in. And I just can't get these headset right. You just about put me on the ground. There we go.
Hey, y'all. You want to keep Remy busy and open up the Crazy Sister Marina fish line?
Yes, because he's very familiar with phone lines.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Let's open up the Crazy Sister Marina phone line, fishy line.
Fish line.
843-652-3776. Give us a call. Chime in a little bit here. But we're going to talk with Jason Burton here. We're going to pick his brain right now.
We're going to pick it as best we can and see what we can squeeze out of him.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Because... Jason's good because he posts a lot of pictures.
He does. He posts a lot of pictures.
And I'm sure that gets you a lot of attention, a lot of people
like
myself.
Yeah, but he drives around and takes pictures.
Does he?
Just so you know.
I don't know. I think he takes live action shots, man, right while they're going on.
Sometimes.
You should have heard him. You should have seen his text message where he was triangulating them trout last week.
Triangulating the trout, huh?
He was triangulating the trout.
Hey, I was close.
You were all over it.
I do that, man. I mean, I think that's just good. That's good intel work.
You're smart.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. If you're not looking at people holding up fish and seeing where the background is, you're not paying attention.
Well, I tell you what, I made the mistake there. That was clear back in January. Remember when the K-hole was discovered accidentally?
Yeah.
And, I posted a picture to Facebook from the boat right while we caught him. Man,
everybody's like,
my radio was lighting up. I mean,
you sure can see Crazy Sister Marina pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
In the background.
But it kind of works both ways.
It does.
See, what you do is you go find some of those oyster identifying markers, like 352 or something. Put it in the background and take a picture and ride by and watch the entertainment the next day.
Well, right, I did. Right. I told you the story about the time I watched the Bob Redfern show.
Yep.
And he was down in Georgetown just raking in, you know, pretty much one after another, big old bull reds. I couldn't tell where he's at. You know, Georgetown, big and long. But I went to his YouTube page and he had it on YouTube. So I actually did a screenshot of the page and I blew it up and I got the channel marker that was way off in the background. I got the number off the channel marker, looked on my chart.
You remember when everybody used to fish across from the quay over there? Yep. Oh man, people would always be like, where do you set up? Like, I see the marker.
Yep. And they'd be jammed up there by that marker. They'd be jammed up there.
Walmart parking lot.
So, you know, you're talking about, I mean, catching the slams right now this time of the year. I know it's been insane. I've seen some big trout. I mean.
Yeah, it's incredible.
You guys have been bringing some 4 or 5 pound trout on average to the dock.
Yeah. I've never seen it since I've been fishing.
Well, remember, I mean, you and I talked last week about it on the phone, but, you know, there were some trout that we could catch a couple years ago last year. And now it seems they're not there. They're back all in the creeks.
Yeah. It's. The only thing I can think of, you know, a couple years ago, remember we started catching all those little 12, 13-inch trout, you know?
Yep.
Oh, man, they've grown up.
That's them. They've grown up.
Yeah, because that was a big thing we had going on a couple years ago. We were all catching trout that size.
Yeah.
And many of them.
Yep. Well, that's a good sign, obviously, for the fishery, like you said, making those changes and everything else. It's obviously paying off. But I'm hearing so many redfish being caught right now, too.
Yeah, the redfish, that's what's surprising to me because spring, early summer, I mean, they were like non-existent, you know. And we always say, you know, when the mullet come in, you know, the redfish start. Well, then mullet showed up and there was nothing there. And it seems like it wasn't the last full moon, but the one before that, after that, it was just like game on. So it's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you, yesterday throwing the cast net, I didn't see as many jellyfish as I'd seen Saturday throwing the cast net.
I noticed that when we were out fishing the Rusty Hook Saturday, the number of jellyfish that we've seen just from the Tuesday when we were out with George Smart, just the 5 days before that, had dropped significantly.
Yeah, but those things were terrible. Everybody I talked to had gotten stung to throw the cast net.
There's one now.
They're terrible because people don't realize those tentacles can get in the net and then touches you. bam.
What gets me is the rope, you know. I use a white rope on my cast net, and I guess you can't see it. And, you know, and I use my arm, the whole elbow to wrist thing to roll it up, and it gets me on my forearm every time.
Man, I wish I'd had my – you know, I need you to give me a refresher course on that method that you demonstrated at the boat show.
He went brain fart.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, man, I'm doing something wrong because I can't throw it. I had to go back to my old method, which works fine, but I liked your method much better. The non – put the net in your mouth technique.
Yeah, this time of year, if you put a net in your mouth, you're just asking for trouble.
I know. Trust me, I look at it really good before I do it.
Ooh, boy.
I give it good inspection before I stick it in
there. I used to put the cast net in my mouth, and that was what happened.
Here's what I would like to do now. I would like to go through each of these species of fish that you're catching one at a time and let us and the listeners know, let the fish heads know, what's your main bait you've been catching trout with, man.
I mean, have you been? That's what I was going to ask. You know, we were floating shrimp the other day,
and that was the only thing that worked.
Are you catching them incidental catches? You know, fishing with mullet, or are you fishing with shrimp, or?
I mean, it a little bit of everything. Definitely, we've been floating mullet under the corks. I'm catching a decent amount on our evening trips and our early morning bite. I mean, we've been catching them on topwater plugs. I mean, I think all of us have caught at least one or two studs this year on topwater plugs. And I've even had some of my customers throwing grubs and stuff like you would in the fall, and that's working as well. So.
Yeah, I got, you know, trout are they're an incredible predator, man. When they're hungry, they're going to eat. But I tell you what, you know, like when we were out with George, I think I might have told you about that too. Yeah. When we were into the fish, remember, we tried different stuff. I said, what else?
Yeah, we
know they're
everything.
Biting the shrimp under a float. Let's see what else they're going to bite on. And we couldn't get a bite on anything.
Yeah, sometimes they're picky. I know you weren't there. I was telling Kenny yesterday, you want to hear probably the most incredible trout story ever. So Captain Adam Goodwin, he runs Fly Girl for us. He had a Carolina rig, you know, about a 3/4 ounce sinker and a mullet. And his customer got tangled up. So when he cast it out, he was getting the tangle out. And he said, all right, well, I'm gonna reel it in. He's reeling it in. Skipping a Carolina rig. You know how fast you got to reel?
Yeah.
Yeah, a trout of 4 points.
A 3/4 ounce.
Yeah,
lead.
3/4 ounce lead. And he caught like a 4.7 trout, came up and hit it as he's skipping it across the water trying to retrieve it.
As if it was a topwater lure.
As if it was like an offshore speed type trolling lure.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That is crazy. But I tell you what, though, I have not, I've been lazy and have not been getting up and hitting the water like I like to hit the early morning assaults, but. The tide's going to be right this week. I might be.
I'll tell you something that's weird, and it doesn't make sense to me, and I cannot figure out why. But for some reason, the trout have also been coming up right in the middle of the day. Anytime it gets, like, cloudy or overcast, I mean, I've seen them going nuts at 1 o'clock. For some reason, I can't figure that part out.
Well, when Kenny filmed with the Fox Sports show, they called him in the waterway, middle of the day, in the middle of the waterway.
In the middle of the waterway. The topwater bite lasted pretty much all day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was still 1 o'clock in the afternoon where Barry was still raking him in on that topwater lure.
Are you having better luck on the everybody knows you're a big jig head fanatic for the flounder.
Yeah.
Are you having better luck on the jig head now, or are you still a Carolina rig or float?
You would be amazed, and it took you know, me getting my butt cut quite frequently.
Butt cut.
Yeah. Butt cut.
But believe it or not, the jig heads have been producing, but on certain days that I'm struggling, switching back to an old Carolina rig or what we call a knocker rig, which is just a short version of a Carolina rig, I've seen where we're not catching, and all of a sudden I switch up and we start killing it. So it's kind of it's different this year. It's very, very different. If the fish aren't biting and you make a subtle change, it seems to make a huge difference. Maybe they're getting used to seeing the jigs, I guess.
Yeah, the trout numbers have been crazy this year. And I'll tell you what else has been crazy is the flounder, I think so. I mean, I've never seen I've caught a few flounder here. I don't fish for them a lot, but I'm going to start probably more often because so many are being caught. What are you doing to catch these flounder you've been doing, man? Why are they biting so good in the summertime where they usually normally don't?
Well, I mean, August, typically the big females come in the inlet anyway, so it's not out of the ordinary. The numbers, you know, you get the high numbers in the spring, but a lot of throwbacks. Well, what's weird now is, like, everything we're catching is, like, 18, 19 inches. So, I mean, these are all big females. So I'm assuming, you know, that they've come in to spawn.
So that's the key. That's the secret to the flounder thing, huh?
Yeah.
They just moved in.
I'll tell you. I mean, for everybody who's listening, Justin Witten, Scott Witten, whatever name he goes by today.
Whatever name.
Yeah.
Ambush.
The triple threat ambush sport fishing. Yep. I was watching him the other day, and he was, he was kicking everybody's butt.
Uh-huh.
And I finally asked him, I said, well, what are you doing differently? And he said, well, I'm using the biggest mullet I could find. And the next trip I went out, literally I stopped catching the medium-sized mullet and went for the jumbos,
uh-huh.
and we killed it. So, I mean, just that one little adjustment made a huge difference that day. But
And are these inside the inlets, or are they outside?
Oh, the flounder?
Yes,
these are all inside.
These are all inside.
Yeah, they were doing really well, maybe 2-3 weeks on the reef. I mean, we were doing extremely well. And then we went through a rough stretch where we couldn't get in the ocean. I think all of us, were forced to spend a lot more time in the inlet, and we kind of, figured out what they were doing. And
yeah.
Like I said, the big fish is what's amazing.
Deep or shallow, man? You catch them along, like, edges, or you catch them in holes?
Shallow when it's cooler, when the water temperature, when you reach in your live well and it's burning your hand,
uh-huh.
Find deep water.
Find deep water.
Yeah, so middle of the day, deep water, morning, evening, they seem to be shallow. So they kind of move in and out with as the temperature rises. At least it appears that way. So. Yeah.
Well, I listened to them on the radio yesterday. Bait. I was listening really good on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And I was listening to Justin Scott, a.k.a. Ambush, talking to Jay Bache and to Grandchillin, one of the other Merle's Inlet Fishing Center boats, and they were talking, and it sounded like they were really fishing somewhere really, 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 really shallow.
Yeah.
Really shallow.
Yeah, yeah, shallow.
Because they were all talking about how hard it was to get to their spot. But they were catching redfish.
I tell you, we saw the Grandchillin get into a spot we never thought he was going to get to the other day, huh?
I saw Grandchillin get into a spot where he didn't need to be, too. Jason never remembers that day. I had to help him out a little bit, pick him up, and we had to let the boat sit for a couple hours till it floated.
It happens to the best of them.
But right? It happens to all of us. Trust me, I've been on a sandbar that was about 100 yards away from where he was stuck, so I can associate with it. I know we got to pay some bills real quick. We'll come back and give everybody a little bit of information on Jason, how to get in touch with Merle's Inlet Fishing Center and get a charter set up with them.
That's right. And then we'll talk to, we got the Bassmaster.
Oh, I'm
in
definitely
the house,
picking
man.
His brain. I need help.
Yeah, we'll get to him here shortly too. So folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the Southern Angers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5, Limited, Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Are you a fan of the Southern Anglers Radio Show? Then this is for you, because it's Fishhead Happy Hour at the Masters Gentlemen's Club on Tuesday, August 16th from 4 to 8. Come join the fun with Ken and Captain E of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Enjoy the fantastic Fishhead Happy Hour $5 food menu, $3 domestics, and $3.50 house watches. There will be prize drawings all Fishhead Happy Hour long, and as always, the best entertainment on the Grand Strand is at Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. Can you dig it, sucka?
Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, Fishheads, we are back.
That's right. We're broadcasting from the Toyota Tundra Studio presented by Sparks Toyota, and where the dealer's always in.
Always in. Get on out there.
Yep, unless he's fishing.
Our collective knowledge has just increased significantly.
The knowledge in this room, like we were talking about earlier, we've got to get one of those, I can't remember what, all-around mics.
I think they're called condenser mics, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll pick up. Yeah.
Have it in here, and we can just all sit here. And
a group conversation.
I know, because now Fish Fred here is here.
Fish and Fred.
The Fish Whisperer.
Captain Fred Rourke is in the building.
Yep. So, Jason, real quick, let's talk about Merle's Inlet Fishing Center. Coming into the fall, I know there's going to be a lot of things you guys are going to be able to do. Great fishing. How do guys find you? Book a charter.
Probably the easiest way, you can go to our website, merlesinletfishingcenter.com. You can give us a call. 843-798-9100, or you can go to flygirlfishingcharters.com. So,
all right, real quick, you're gonna have a new boat after.
Yeah, we're going to pick
he's,
up a new
excited,
toy.
He's excited, man. He's got that smile pasted on his face all time since he's been here.
You know what? It's been killing me because, I mean, I'm kind of happy with the boat he chose.
Well,
that's a good one to choose. If I could just get a pure fishing boat, that'd be the one I'd want.
It's a good boat. It's going to be perfect. I told him we've been texting about it for 3 weeks.
Yep.
You know, he'd ask me a question. I'm like, dude, I really think, you know, I mean, here's the thing. You're going to go to four people on that boat instead of six.
Which is a better thing for me because, I mean,
right.
Sometimes too many people on the boat, you hurt yourself more than, I mean, no matter what you do in Merle's Inlet, all six people
you
are
can't
not
fish
in the fishing hole.
No.
So I'm excited about it. Those guys at Marshall's have just went above and beyond to take care of me, so I am super, super excited.
Well, I'm excited.
Well, you got what color?
I'm a little jealous. You got what color did you get?
We're gonna be me and England's gonna be twins.
Twins? No way.
We've done it before, so.
Are you gonna wrap it?
We're gonna wrap it. We're playing with
keep your color scheme together, man.
'80s child. It's gonna be bright.
There you go. There you go.
I've been talking to the guys at Surf Signs and Designs and. We're working on a design as we speak, so.
Yeah, we need to definitely get that thing wrapped so we can identify you from a long ways away.
Yeah.
You won't have any trouble seeing
there's
it.
Jason.
Yeah.
Just remember, his motor's black, mine's white.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Everything else is the same.
The 23 Bay Reef.
Yep. 23 Bay Reef.
I like that boat because it has so much, it's almost like a flats boat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got so much fishing room on it, fishing deck. It's like all fishing deck.
That's the thing. It's laid out so good. I mean, there's so much room on the sides.
Uh-huh.
Walking around, we went and took it for a spin in the lake. That
the
thing's
test
impressive.
Lake.
The lake in Lake City. The
lake
only lake.
In Lake
the
City.
The one behind Marshall.
No, really.
Yeah. But it's incredible. And the 250 SHO that they got is, I was absolutely blown away. It's been a long time since I've had to hold on accelerating. So that was a...
I know.
A nice treat.
Well, ride around with English sometimes. Captain E scares me a little bit on that boat, man.
I've seen him a time or two.
That thing is fast, man.
Whew. Well, those motors don't like to go slow.
No.
They don't.
They don't.
And they handle well, too.
They handle awesome, but they don't like to go slow. Mine likes to see somewhere around 6 to 6,200 RPMs. You know that.
Yeah, that's right. Wide opener stop.
Hey, listen, to compete with the bass guys, I had to have something that would go half decently fast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I still get passed left and right out there on the river.
Yeah, you can't compete against those bass boats as far as out speed goes.
No, but guess what? I got an 85-gallon tank.
That's right.
I can go further. Right. I can go further.
That's what I mean.
Well, Jason, thanks so much for getting up and coming in this morning, and good luck with picking up the boat. And Merle's in the Fishing Center, you guys are located right down on the Marsh Walk, right?
Yeah, we're on the Marsh Walk in between Drunken Jack's and Wahoo's Fish House. Right there on the Marsh Walk.
All right. Are you still doing the fish contest, the weigh-in contest?
We are. We're still running our yearly contest. It's kind of like a rodeo. Basically, there's 28 different species. We're going to have a little banquet, excuse to drink some beer at the end of the year. And whoever catches the biggest fish, they'll get anything from a cash prize to gift certificates to awards at the end of the year.
And this is open to everybody.
It's open to everybody. Yeah, it has nothing to do with guides.
And what, you're keeping a leaderboard there at your at the Merle's Inlet Fishing Center?
We do. We have a big leaderboard up with the biggest.
Sponsored by 7C Seafood?
Yep, sponsored by 7C Seafood.
Nice.
Big Dave's also sponsoring it. And basically, just if you catch a really good fish, you can come by and weigh it in. If nothing else, we'll tell you what the official weight of it is. And if you hold up at the end of the year, you get to eat some food, drink some beer, and get your name called. So.
Can't miss the wrap trailer down on the Marsh Walk. Pull in by boat. Pull up right. It's right beside Wahoo's.
Right in the parking lot at Wahoo's. That's the great thing with that big parking lot. They don't get super busy till late in the afternoon, so you can pull your boat in there, your car. We got extra slips. You can pull your boat in, go weigh them up.
Now, are you keeping this updated anywhere online where people can see it?
We are going to. We're in the process of doing that right now.
Yeah.
We're going to do like a live leaderboard with like updates and reports.
Yeah, there you go. So that way we know whether or not to take a fish over there.
No, you don't want to do that. Yeah, you might get a little scared off by that trout that's leading right now.
What is it, six and a half?
Stud. What is it?
I thought somebody said seven.
Yeah, I think it's seven. Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That is a big one.
Yeah.
There's some big fish up there. Jeff Maples that runs Real Salty Charters. I mean, he weighed in like a 7-pound flounder.
That picture of that flounder and he's got, man. Matter of fact, I think that's going to be going into the brag board in Coastal Angler next month.
He actually posted it on our page.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
On the Southern Anglers page.
But it's good. Jay Bay's Fishal Thinking. He's got a couple spots up there. He's got the biggest cobia. Sconders with the aces up. He's got some. It's neat because there's a couple guides up in there, but then there's regular people who's pulled up. One guy caught a really nice fish off a pier and brought it down there.
Really? So, that's awesome there, man.
So whatever. Just to get, you know, everybody to something to talk about.
And a reason to have a party.
Let's get
down to the truth.
Let's be honest.
We always got
to have a party.
Yeah, then that's pretty easy to find with us.
As fishermen, we need to find reasons to have parties.
Are you going to come to the Fishhead Happy Hour Tuesday?
I am going to see what I can do to make it.
Bring the whole clan, man. Bring the whole crew.
It's a good possibility. Wednesday might be a rough day. Sorry if you booked a charter for Wednesday morning.
A rough morning.
There's going to be a lot of rough hurting people Wednesday morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I'm really looking forward to it.
You're more than welcome to ride with me there. I'm not going to say that you could have a ride home, but you're more than welcome.
Well,
I
figure it would be a good time to Uber on home.
Uber me home. I have become a humongous fan of Uber, by the way.
Have you really?
Incredible.
Smart man. But I tell you what, the Fishhead Happy Hour at the Masters Club on Tuesday, 4 to 8, is going to be awesome, man.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Coming up Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
And we're going to be recording show live.
We're going to record it.
Record it live.
For play later.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to divulge what
day
we're going to
be a lot of giveaway. They're raffle prizes, man. That's going to be fun. I guess we're excluded from raffle prizes.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Bummer.
Just pick a couple out that you want.
Go out and just talk, you know, rig it.
Pick a couple out that you want. There's some good prizes, though.
Yeah, got that right.
Well, good deal. Well, I tell you what, we looking forward to it. I can't wait to see the new boat, dude. I've seen pictures.
So excited.
So.
Are you going to take it to the water when you get back?
Yeah, we're definitely going to probably take it for a little spin and
I'll see you out there, man.
So,
I can't wait to see it either. Yeah,
I can't tell you how excited I am. Inglis knows. I've been texting him like it's like Christmas Day. The box is there. I'm waiting to open it. It's just
That's why I said, man. You've had that smile, man. I would be too, man. If I was going to pick up a brand spanking new boat, you know, I've owned like 6 boats in my life, and not a one of them's ever been. I've never owned a new one.
That's me. I've never had a brand new boat. Yeah. I've bought a lot. I've had a lot of boats and a lot of great boats, but I've always picked them up, you know, used. This will be the first brand new one ever in my lifetime, so it's.
I've never owned a new one either.
Yeah. So.
The name of my boat is not mine. Not mine. Everybody's starting to pick up with that.
Yeah.
Finally. Yeah, but it's not mine, so I've never owned a new one either. But
it's like
yours.
It is yours.
Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining the Key West and Marshall's Marine Family.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm excited. So we're going to do some king mackerel fishing maybe with those guys here.
It's going to be a fun ride. I'm really excited.
And I know you're going to fish this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll
the Spanish Mackerel Derby.
The Spanish Mackerel Derby. I can't wait for that, man.
That's going to be a good time.
Have you seen it? I was going to ask you, have you been out in the ocean? Have you seen any Spanish?
To be honest, I haven't been in the ocean
in
3 weeks.
Have you heard of any?
Nah. It's just
I've noticed the pictures of them have dwindled significantly.
We were killing them. I mean, we were catching 4 or 5 pounders like it was nothing probably 3 weeks ago. And then, like I said, weather took a turn for the rough, and the inlet started biting really good. So, you know, it kind of shifted the focus a little bit.
Yeah, I was wanting to go out there today. That was kind of my plan today, but I don't know if I'll be able to do it because I think it's going to be a little windy today.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little choppy today.
Yeah, I was going to go out there and do a little pre-fishing for Spanish.
Well, I spent 4 hours yesterday, so I can give you a good idea.
None?
Had them up for 20 minutes.
Is that right?
Had them up for 20 minutes, hooked two, lost both of them, broke me off, and that was it.
That was it.
Never got them back up.
Well, we've got, what, 13 days, 14 days for them to come back?
Oh, they're going to be here. Honestly, Jeff Maples was down the beach, fishing close to the beach, and he was throwing out mud minnows, and had the Spanish on top. So
nice
secret bait.
Yeah, and he caught a couple nice ones. I don't know if you saw. He posted a picture on our page.
No, I missed that. Yeah,
yeah. He posted a picture on the Southern Anglers Facebook page of a big Spanish. Yeah, so
well, that's
but he didn't have any wire.
That's good to know.
I went with light wire. I'm trying to change up for the tournament. I'm trying to work on some new concepts for the tournament coming up. But guess what? I'm gonna check that one off as a no go that I tried yesterday. The wire was just too light.
Too light. They bit through the wire.
They broke it. I don't think they bit through it. They broke it.
Yeah,
and
really?
I don't know if it was the I don't know if it was the monofilament in my Albright knot getting cut, but both of them had the rods bent over like this
and popped.
So, that's a bummer.
You know, John Payne taught me that Albright that I use, and it has let me down many a times. I'm not gonna lie, but I use fluorocarbon for a leader.
Yeah.
Well, used fluorocarbon. Now I'm going to mono. I'm trying that. But I lost some nice fish in the last 2 years in the tournament.
You don't want to do that. That's not the time to lose a fish.
So try to work on some.
Because that number right there on this poster
that
we're looking at, that is a big number.
$5,000 for first place.
$5,000. Yeah. Making it the biggest.
You can go
largest
fish.
Paying Spanish mackerel derby in the world.
You can go fish any of your local bass tournaments, any of your local redfish tournaments. You ain't going to get close to $5,000 in first place for a Spaniard, for a Spanish mackerel.
Can you believe it?
I'm excited.
Oh,
I am too. And I tell you what, the fun part about that tournament is anybody can win it.
Yeah. That's the neat thing about it. You can have a John Boat or a $250,000 yellowfin. It doesn't make a difference.
I say it all the time. The biggest Spanish I ever caught was right at the end of the jetty.
I was going to say, we've had it. The tournament's been won at the jetty, the jetty.
Oh, yeah. Numerous times.
Inside the jetty, you can catch some.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, even though this thing has a 20 nautical mile limit.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yep, 20 nautical miles.
Yep, you don't really need to do all that.
No, that gives you all the way out to Merle's Inlet 60, the Goldfinch or whatever you call it, down to Bill Perry.
Myrtle Beach Rock
area, down to Pauly's, Debidoo.
Yeah.
You know, so you got plenty of places to fish. And I think it's going to happen. Same thing that's happened for 5 years. 3 Mile Reef is going to be
parking
crowded.
Yeah.
And there's going to be kites flying and chums swimming. And
oh, yeah.
Well, if the conditions are like they were last year, I'll probably be sitting right out there like we all were last year.
Yep.
I'll have the water balloons ready. By the way, in case you didn't know, they now make them.
Uh-huh.
That all you do is plug. And I'm an idiot, okay? But my wife pointed this out at Walmart the other day. You actually screw it into the hose.
Uh-huh.
The one time, turn on the water, and it fills up 60 balloons. At once.
It's incredible.
Have you seen it? Oh, no, I have not seen that.
Now they got them with food color in them.
Uh-huh.
So they're already ready.
Like a giant
paintball. So once you shoot them up, and all you do is pull them off, pop, 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 and then we'll get the
slingshot
out.
And those things are cool, too, because they already have the rubber bands on them, so when they pop off.
When they bust off, they're ready.
So you can fill them up with menhaden oil and use them as a... Make a chum slick.
That's what. Yeah, we can do that too. We're talking about our defense mechanisms for our fishing spots.
Don't invade our personal space.
If I can hit you with my water balloon, you're too close.
That's right.
If I can hit you with my water balloon, so
we gotta take a break, man.
Yeah, we gotta pay some bills.
It's that time again.
Jason, thanks a lot, man. Definitely. Have a safe trip over to Lake City.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason. And folks, we gotta take a break. We'll be right back here on the Southern Angler's Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register, starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine, America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal, you'll see what we mean.
If you fish or boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine, Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7 liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. A Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you've got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Are you a fan of the Southern Anglers Radio Show? Then this is for you, because it's Fishhead Happy Hour at the Masters Gentlemen's Club on Tuesday, August 16th from 4 to 8. Come join the fun with Ken and Captain E of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Enjoy the fantastic Fishhead Happy Hour $5 food menu, $3 domestics, and $3.50 house flushes. There will be prize drawings all Fishhead Happy Hour long, and as always, the best entertainment on the Grand Strand is at Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, Fishheads, we are back.
Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. And the dealer will not be in tomorrow, but they are closed on Sundays anyway. But he is going fishing. Finally got some weather. I can take him fishing.
Oh, you guys going to go offshore tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going. We're not going to go offshore, I don't think. I think what we're going to do is probably head to about 100 foot and troll a little bit early, and then drop some pinfish to the bottom, try to stay away from the amberjacks and catch some grouper.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. All right, we got the Bassmaster with us finally. He's been gone for a couple weeks and taking some vacation time and leaving us alone, not coming in, hanging out with us. But we got him now, and we need to talk bass fishing because I got to pick his brain.
Pick it.
Let's go.
Another brain to pick.
All right, so.
Can we get a whole segment out of that?
I have been through an absolute. Can we get a? Yeah, I could pick my nose and get a whole segment out of it. But dude, it's been terrible for me. Terrible. I've been fishing blind.
The wrong spots.
I guess now, you know, here we go. 2 weeks ago, which is the last time I fished because I didn't fish last week. 2 weeks ago, we went through a stretch of about 150 yard area where I went through a bag of Gamakatsu Senkos. And it was short strikes and small fish. But this week, I mean, just absolutely terrible. Three people fishing, not a bite. Not a bite, dude. Well, now I'm hearing start going towards back of ditches, go find shaded area. You know, you and I were talking. You were like, go ahead and almost start thinking
fall pattern.
Yeah.
Just you got to – if you've never been in it, you don't know. Fish are making their transitions right now. To follow up on what Jason was talking about, everything seems to be ahead out there. And the trout, the way they're biting right now, and the big flounder is just going off. It's the same thing in the river. It's, you know, I say it's going to be an early winter. That's just my opinion. But when I look and I see acorns laying on the driveway August 1st, yeah. It's pretty much a telltale sign, you know. Mm-hmm. Usually don't fall till the end of September.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in the river where the fish are starting to make that migration. They're moving to the backs of their pockets for the fall pattern. And right now, everybody's on the frog bite. Everybody's running to the lily pads out in the river. Here today, gone tomorrow. The fish are moving. This time of the year, fish start to school up. That way you don't have such structure-oriented fish.
Now, I saw you work in the edge of the river 2 weeks ago when Mike Brady and I fished the big bass battle on Thursday evening.
Yep.
We passed you and were like, I made a mental note of that. So look at Tony over there fishing the you were trolling right down the bank.
Both my winning fish had already come in the boat before y'all got in the water.
Is that right?
Right where you've seen me. Right. If that gives you any hints, any tips, any hole mooching abilities.
We've been fishing a creek.
Yep.
And having no luck.
I've been fishing a creek.
Uh-huh.
And the creek mouse coming off of that creek. And
the
basically what we've been doing with different various lures. And we haven't, the last two times I think Mike Brady and I fished the big bass battle, we have had nothing.
The last month and a half, 2 months, it's been your typical summer pattern. You find ditch mouse leading into the main river and you fish within 50 yards of either side of it and 50 yards up in it. Mm-hmm. You don't go any further.
Don't go in the creek.
But that's all changed as of right now. Uh-huh. I was explaining to English the other night after the tournament. You get into this fall pattern, the water's really hot, and a lot of people don't realize that the water's high right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's colored. It's stained water, and stained water,
I noticed
it warms up really, really fast in the sunlight.
Yeah, because it's dark. It's going to absorb heat, yeah.
But you get back in the swamps right now with the water like it is, all that shade, the water's 5, 6, 7 degrees cooler
mm-hmm.
than it is out in the main river. That's why your fish are making the transitions. They're getting back in these little ditches now. That's where all the hatchlings from this year, the shad spawn, everything. That's where all the bait fish are going to go. That's where all your fish are going to go. So right now it's kind of a catch 22. You're going to catch them everywhere, but in the next two and a half weeks, I would put all my effort in the backs of pockets.
Gotcha.
And creeks.
So, all right, here, you know, I told you I kind of got a list of areas for free fish for my partner for a tournament coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Not trunk dikes, but, rice fields, the, entrances into rice fields. And he wants me to fish those creek mouths. And, one of the other areas he gave me is pretty far up the PD River. What I'm getting at, I guess, is tide wise. When do I want to fish those mouths of those fields?
Fall on water.
That's what I figured.
Fall on water.
I told them this Thursday. I said I am not fishing the big bass battle again if it is high tide at 7 o'clock.
There's a lot of fish caught every week on high tide, and our bigger fish have been caught on high tide during our tournament.
Really.
Every week, week in, week out. Now, next week, falling tide, at dark, there'll be a bunch of fish caught, but it's our 3 to 4 pound average fish have been caught on that high, muddy water every week so far this year.
Wow. And that seems like it's been the hardest time, you know, when we've been fishing.
Exactly.
To catch fish for me. And for everybody, it seemed like.
Well, it is. It mm-hmm. is. It's a very hard time to catch fish, and I don't know if it's just making people buckle down or just try things they're not normally doing. That's why they're catching bigger fish. They're leaving their normal spots.
That's what's happened to me. We're getting ready to have to take our national ID here in a second, but that's what's happened to me. I left where I was fishing every week. Here we go.
We still got about 30 seconds. Finish your thought.
Oh, okay. But I left where I'd been fishing. All of a sudden, started fishing somewhere else, and I'm lost. I should have stayed where I was. I should have stayed where I was fishing.
That's the tricky part, man. It's knowing when to stay and when to go.
But when you're fishing for one big fish, you know, it's different.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, now it's about time to take that.
Okay, there we go.
Nick, take our station ID. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back in like 15 seconds.
Friend who answers you, but we don't really know it. Thanks for the conversation. We're WSEA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach. Sports Radio 100.3, The Team. Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, folks, we're back. That was our quick little station ID there.
Yeah, just enough time for me to teach Jason how to do live video on Facebook.
Really?
And we're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio.
That's all he needs to know.
Toyota.
He's already a social media, like, I don't know what you call that, man. Obsessed?
He's awesome. I'm telling
you.
He's
good at it, yeah.
He's good at it. That Grand Strand fishing has just been incredible. I don't know how many people we've got on there now. Of course, we've had to do some editing and deleting some people out of there. I guess once you do something like that and get so many eyes on it, they start attacking it with Ray-Ban ads. We had sunglass ads coming up every week for Fishing Report.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody was complaining, and I was like, I didn't know how to go in there and delete it. I've deleted quite a few people off there myself, but I didn't quite understand how to do it. But, yeah, we got the live video set up, so getting Jason set up so he can do some live video.
Can't wait.
Tony, you do live video yet?
No. I got a radio face.
Tony's like my dad with a phone.
I got a radio face. We all got radio faces around here.
If it flips open and dials and rings, I'm in good shape. I'm not the social media.
Yeah, this is a room full of radio faces, in case you were wondering.
Indeed, man. We're about as pretty as the fish we catch.
Yes.
What you were saying a minute ago on the
fish faces.
In my article in the magazine this month, you'll see I wrote a lot about being lure specific and in different places, new spots, to just make yourself do it because the fish are going to move this time of the year, and if you don't move with them, you're going to waste a whole lot of time and effort that you're just going to be real frustrated.
Well, you know, so, that little the Worry Match Challenge fishing tournament I've been donating to or fishing in, the match that was Thursday night while we were fishing, the young guy who won it caught his fish in the first hour, and he had three big fish. And he was south of us. He came from Bucksport and ran way south of us. But he had three nice fish and knocked off my good buddy Brian Hughes. But I think I'm going to make a move. I'm going today. That's what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm going to fish some new spots and –
You're going to try some new baits, or you going to stick with...
I'm going to fish some new baits. I'm changing colors because I'm not going to lie to you. I've been stuck between pumpkin. I've been using a lot of darker colors, and I'm changing up. I'm going to break out some bubble gum and some brighter colors, some whites.
Make the change and go over to some shad patterns right now. It'll help you a lot.
Okay.
There you go.
And move south. And that's been my biggest downfall with having to hang around the land and wait on people to show up 20 minutes late and everything to get them in the water. I don't have these boats that run 70 miles an hour like y'all got. I don't have the opportunity to take off and run south where I usually fish at this time of the year. But I'm telling you, year in, year out, south of where we're at right now, way south of where you're at.
You're talking south. We're talking the Waccamaw River here.
We're talking about Waccamaw River. We're talking about Thoroughfare South. you talk about fishing rice fields and stuff like that. You need to get down there and try it. It's you'll be amazed at what you'll find if you just get away from the crowd right now, because it's been pounded all summer long right there within a 3 mile radius of the boat landing. As many fish as we turn loose, they go back. They're not hanging out right there at the boat landing.
That's the other thing. You know, Kim goes, let's just fish the landing. Let's go fish the marina today.
Which might not be a bad idea.
She's like, well, think about it. Every week, we're releasing all the fish right here. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense.
Well, every year, 75% of my tournaments are won out of that marina. And nobody's fishing it this year. Robert's fished it several times.
Yeah, because I remember you guys talking about it last year. You guys didn't even go past the marina.
No, we never. Tony never cranked up the motor. He put the trolling motor down, and we start fishing.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I won like six last year.
Yeah.
And all but one of them come out of the marina.
But thanks to the Southern Anglers Radio Show, we got so many different people fishing in that thing now. It's tough. It's competitive.
It is. Get there early.
It is competitive. Get there early. I'm telling you. This week we got hoodooed by the rain, though.
We did.
But I sat under that T-top. You know, they can pick on my boat all they want to, but I sat under that T-top dry and looked at all them sitting in the trucks, and I'm texting them going, you big wuss. Come on, dude.
I'm like, you the only one with a roof, dude. Chill. I ain't got a roof on my boat.
Yep, I have a roof on mine.
Jason, are we doing live over here, bud?
We are
live.
Wow, he got it set up. Why did it take
he
you so...
He got it set up.
That was quick, man. He is fast.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Jason's like really good, man.
You're talking like two social network gurus over here.
I helped him set it up.
Yeah.
And it took him, it took him 2 minutes. When I did it, it took me an hour and a half.
Larry!
I didn't set mine up.
Have you seen Larry?
There's Larry.
There's Larry going by. Yeah, if anybody doesn't remember that live video, that was from Mikey's Pizza, and Kenny and I. And
that was pretty good.
We had a good time that afternoon.
That was pretty good. Y'all looked like y'all did.
Yep. Yeah, and the funniest part was the guys that would drive by and just wave up like, hey. I'm like, you think his name was really Larry?
Yeah.
I don't think it mattered. They was just having a ball with y'all. Y'all just.
It was all in the way we set it up, because you had to wait till they got right in view, and then all three of us would stand up, Larry! They would all wave out the window. Yes, it was fun. And Fireball had nothing to do with it.
Nothing.
I'm surprised Uncle Mikey's Pizza didn't throw y'all a little bonus there, because I know his business had
to
pick
Uncle
up.
Mikey took care. Uncle Mikey took care of us that day. He was awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome. I can't wait. I'm about ready for another trip back there myself, man.
We were going Thursday. We ended up at the half shell, and I'll tell you what.
We can't go wrong with the half shell.
We've
got to come up with our half shell question of the half hour here.
Yeah, we still got to get Fred on here, so we might do it at the end of the show and come up with a good question, kind of going off of the three guests we had today.
Come up with something.
But, the half shell was awesome. I told you that stir fry, because you and I have been eating all day, everything off that lunch menu.
Well, yes, we have.
I had the chicken stir fry, which my parents love, and it was redonkulous. I mean, we were talking about that soy sauce flavor in it. They put in, it's not just soy sauce. There's some other stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. And Mickey wouldn't tell me what it is.
But. No, of course not.
It was the only time he pretty much shut up. Sitting at the bar the other night. Yeah. Every time his elbow bent, his mouth would fly
right
open.
I had Mike Brady sitting beside me. I didn't have much chance to talk.
Hey, you're right about that.
You guys had a big shindig and didn't even call me.
You didn't show up. Sorry.
Was that after the Big Bass Battle?
Yeah, it was after the Big Bass Battle. Big Bass Battle.
Yeah. I had guests, though, man. I had a guest show up.
You brought him with you.
My brother
you
showed
got
up.
A brother. You could have carried your brother fishing for the first time in 40 years. People don't understand head shaking on the radio, Kenny.
No, they don't, but I had to head shake that time. That time it called for it.
It came over on the live video.
That was called for.
It came over on the live video.
I've taken my brother out with me before fishing.
You have?
Yeah, I told you the story. Yeah. Right, my brother's large.
How large is he, Larry?
He's very large, but I tell you how large he is. I took him out last year fishing. And I had to put him on the front of the boat, of course, because my brother's a big boy. And I managed to plane out with him on the boat. And
like a tugboat.
It was kind of like that. But then I went to turn, and the boat wouldn't turn. It was just going straight because of how large my brother is. And so I had to, like, my brother had to do the steering from the front of the boat. If he leaned right, the boat would turn. Because I had no steering, man. I mean, I'd try to turn, the boat just keep going straight.
All right.
cavitation going on back there in the bay.
Yeah.
All right. That's funny. And you know, we always laugh during spot season about
that. Hey, brother, if you're listening, I love you, bro.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
Or if you're going to be watching now.
But we always laugh about spot season about those guys that get towed from the ramp to the fishing spot. All right. I got to tell you, this is last Sunday. I took my dad out and a good friend of his to go chase some of those trout for a little bit. And we were sitting there and I noticed a boat coming straight at us. And I noticed a young lady was standing at the helm and there was two guys at the back of the boat. And it was about a 19, 20 foot center console. Well, these people were so bound and determined to go spend the weekend that day at the point, they had no steering.
Uh-huh.
So the idiots were driving from the back. They were steering with the motor. They would turn the motor. Now, they got to going, coming straight at me, and both guys had to push the motor, turn it sideways.
That could not have been easy, man.
The girl was running the throttle, and I said, now, there's somebody that absolutely was desperate to go hang out on the beach.
Today. That's a party won't have happened right there, buddy.
You got that right.
But, it makes sense. And she was funny. She would work the throttle. They'd tell her where to put the throttle, and then they were holding the motor. I mean, it was like a 150.
That's amazing.
An old two-stroke 150.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a 19-foot center console. And the guys were driving it from the back.
And they were up and running. They weren't just
they
like
They were up and running, and then they had slowed down, and that's when the boat turned and started coming at us.
Man, that's when DNR needs to show up, man.
Imagine that one. Are you driving, ma'am? No, I'm just doing the throttle. Those guys are driving.
Hands free. Yeah.
You can get three people for a DUI.
You yes, think you about could, it, really?
You
that'd be like jackpot.
Three people for a DUI.
Man,
that's like my old story where my buddies would we'd look at each other and go, "All right, we're so drunk. I tell you what, you run the gas, you do the steering, and you keep your head out, and we'll just tell each other which way to go." That was a bad night. That was a bad night.
I think that guy Thursday had the boat at Wakawachi. That was insane.
What happened?
Oh, man. It was not.
There was a guy that was not good. Really hammered down at the boat landing and had like six little girls with him that was between 6 and 8 years old.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He fell off the dock. He fell in the parking lot. He put a boat up on top of a roof rack that slid off and hit him in the head.
No.
He lost his wallet. He dove in 2 foot of water head first to find his wallet.
All right.
I hope he landed
on it.
Police
got caught.
And he fell in the boat four times. I watched him fall in the boat four times.
Holy smokes, man.
And he kept standing up and he would say, "God, I told y'all not to put that sunscreen in this boat." But it was very sad.
Oh, that
is bad,
man.
It was very sad. And I will say this much. We sit here and talk about drinking and blah, blah, blah. But I tell you what, I don't know any of us that don't do it the safe way.
You got to do it responsibly, man.
Do it responsibly. If you're going to go out and have a good time, that was the epitome of irresponsibility.
And we see that every now and again.
As a parent mm-hmm. of a daughter that could have been on that boat with them, I was put into a very tough situation, and I did not turn my head to it. I did keep my eye on it. But then when these guys all started showing up, they all picked up to it. I didn't see what was going on up there. And then there were some phone calls made. And
yes, there was.
And everything else. But it was not a good situation.
Yeah.
And
you
know what? The mother was drunk. They had their friends, kids with them. Their friends was calling, going, "We want you to bring our kids home." And
I heard that part. Yeah, they were like, "We want our kids home. Like, we want you bringing them home." And I was like, "Oh yeah, it was." I mean, I listened to all that part.
Whoa.
The mom was like, "No, we got them. Like, we want to keep them." And blah blah blah. And they're like, I could hear on the other side of the phone call was, "No, you bring them home."
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I mean, I don't know. It's you got to be responsible for your kids to start off with. But then you got other parents' kids, and if it's my kids with yours, I mean.
Well, what the fact is, it's dangerous out there.
When you're
completely in control of your faculties, you know
right,
what I mean?
Let me just tell you something. You got to understand what this guy did. He pulled a paddle boat. And when I say a paddle boat, I mean a 10-foot
aluminum
paddle boat that had a cooler in the back of it. Now, this is the funny part. A cooler in the back of it that was big as the boat. And then it had those oars, like the old-timey oars that go in the hole, and screw hole. So you should have seen him trying to put this thing.
He towed this behind a 19-foot center console.
They must have been at Sandy Island or wherever.
Oh, yeah.
But you should have seen him trying to paddle this thing, and I don't know if we're still live there, but if you could have seen him trying to paddle with those oars, he'd get going sideways in one way, and then he'd paddle and get boat turned the other way. And all he was trying to do was paddle over so he could put it on top of his truck.
Uh-huh.
And it was.
Oh, man.
Couldn't get it done.
Now, see, that'd have been a great thing. You should have had that on, on video.
Yeah, that could have been.
That whole mess would have been on video.
That would have been some real incriminating evidence.
He about ran over a couple people. He's backing down, and he jumped out of the truck. He's like, that's not my first rodeo.
Yeah. He almost hit one of our guys' trucks with a little girl in it. He almost ran over Charles Fry. He almost hit his truck. He come out of the parking lot sideways. He cussed people out for not giving him a ride to the overflow because he fell down twice in the parking lot.
Oh, man. I said, I'll give you a ride to the police station.
Yeah, it was.
Well, he got one.
It was a definite lesson in Star HP because we Star HP'd and Star Georgetown County.
And good, thank you to my guys for having heads up and doing that because I know right now there's six little girls that's probably, I would say, alive.
No doubt.
Because you know, the point was brought up, like, you're not worried just about, how about anybody else driving down the road, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you take a situation like that and put a guy pulling a 3,000-pound boat behind the truck, it gets that much more dangerous.
Did he burn the clutch out of trying to back it down? I don't think he would ever get it back out of there.
We can consider that a public service announcement.
That is our public service
announcement. Watch out for people like that.
Yeah, watch out.
If you see somebody like that, not only avoid them, but get them off the water as fast as you can.
There is now, you know, we need to get that number and put it on there. And it's not just for this situation, but for fishing regulations and for different things of that nature. There is now a new number you can call, and you will remain
anonymous.
Unanimous. And you'll remain anonymous for a tips line.
Well, I tell you what, you know, like we done mentioned, I did run out of gas on the river last Sunday.
Yep.
As everybody knows now. But it was kind of funny because we're sitting out there in the middle of the river and the booze cruisers from Sandy Island were going by hooting and hollering. It was almost like a slap in the face. Woohoo!
What was you doing in the river on a Sunday?
We decided to become recreational boaters for a day.
I'm still loving that he calls it recreational boating.
Yeah.
He recreationally fishes, but
he recreationally floating. Yeah. Floating, not boating.
At that point in time, I was floating. Yeah, watching all the booze cruisers going by. Woohoo! Yahoo! They were all yelling at us, man. And I was like, yep. See,
he kept telling everybody to go to the river. You can go see Kenny floating down the river.
We just decided to do something different. I didn't even bring a fishing pole with me Sunday. We just went out and had a good day, just fun.
Until you ran out of gas.
Until I ran out of gas, 2 miles short of a gas pump.
Thank God for the trolling motor.
No, but well, that trolling motor.
That trolling motor wouldn't have got him up that river.
And walk them all river current, that's for sure.
All right, Tony, man. Thank you so much for coming in today and talking some bad.
Yeah, you're going to hang out with us, right?
Everything else.
Yeah, I'm hanging out. I got nowhere to go today. So. Yeah.
Good. Well, we got to get Fred Rourke.
We're going to get Captain Fred
on
here.
Yeah, I want to hear what Fred's got to chew our ear about today.
Me neither.
He's been pretty bad. He usually keeps us straight on the
floor. I'll tell you what. I still can't get over Fish Photo of the Month, and that was hit one that was called
young
his
man,
boat.
That young man that caught that fish with Fred, yeah.
That thing looked like somebody took it. I think they had a Sharpie and did that. Yeah. I don't think that was real.
Yeah, you don't catch them a whole lot that look like that.
No, that was crazy.
But we'll get to Fred right after this break. What do you say?
Yeah.
Sounds good?
Let's
all right, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the Southern Angers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
The Rethink Kitchen and Bath event is going on now at the Home Depot with great new ideas for the busiest rooms in the house, like the beautiful and beautifully durable Kohler Misto single-handle kitchen faucet. It's at a new lower price of just $119. Its durable stainless finish withstands the toughest daily use by twice the industry standards. Right now, no one offers more Kohler for your kitchen and bath than the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through October 1st.
Hot deals and cool savings as the summer clearance event continues at Island. Right now, a new Chrysler 200 for only $17,987 with trade-in. Or the Chrysler Pacifica starting at only $279. Want a new Ram truck? Only $197 a month or no payment until January. You know Island will pay off your trade no matter how much you owe and lower your monthly payment. It's islandchrysler.com. Then head to Pauly's Island. Island Chrysler.
Doing business the way it should be done.
Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half-price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. A Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you've got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, folks, we're back.
We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, and I tell you what, it's a party.
I loved how that conversation, what we were talking about before the break, went on, man. There's a lot of details that you didn't mention during the story, but, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was not a good sight.
No.
And but you know what, and I'm Fred Rourke from Sweet Tea Charters has joined us. Been a while. We missed him. He's been busy. But, you know, it's your responsibility. You know what? If it was me,
mm-hmm.
I don't care. Call them.
Save my life. Save somebody else's life. No doubt.
But it's our responsibility to call somebody.
Absolutely.
And somebody did. So.
Yes.
But
the life you could save could be mine.
That's right. The life you could save could be yours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, let's talk some fishing in Georgetown.
I know it, man. I can't wait for that. You know, I talked to Fred yesterday a little bit about fishing. I think he's got a lot to say about it.
Oh.
There we go.
Is that better?
That's much better.
That's better.
There we go. We can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Kenny did a great job on singing the jingle for the Coastal Angler magazine I heard a while ago.
You like that?
Yeah, he did really good, man.
Yeah, that's almost professional, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's the best commercial you've ever done.
It is.
Yep.
So y'all like my Sharpie painted redfish photo of the month?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't get the picture. Kenny told me about it originally when he got it. I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, Fred likes keeping his pictures top secret till they hit print.
Yeah.
Until they come out in the Coastal Angler magazine.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm not in the social media guru. You guys.
Yeah, you're good. You're getting good, dude. You shared that video this week. By the way, that video is awesome. Well, you shared that video all over Facebook. That thing's awesome.
Yeah, Clay Burchell is a 17-year-old rising senior in high school, and he and his dad are good buddies. He's the guy I've told you all about from East Yellow Lodge up in North Carolina.
Yeah.
They fished me a couple days, and he's got a couple cameras. And does some really crazy things with it. It's pretty interesting.
I'll tell you, that new GoPro cube.
Uh-huh.
The new GoPro cube.
Yeah.
That you can do that on your phone. You can edit a video immediately on your phone.
Yeah,
that's what Richard's got.
I don't have a clue how he did all that, but he did that on the ride home back to North Carolina.
Wow. Yeah.
It's awesome.
That is awesome, man. I'd like to learn how to do that.
And it's priced right, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah.
But
a lot better than those other ones.
you know, and his dad's like, he's just putting it together on the way home.
And they're smaller too. I think you can, they're a little more versatile because they're small. Is that the picture of young Mr. James?
Yeah. And so he's focusing radio. We're looking at my phone, but that's the other side that you see. But, you know, occasionally I see him that way. I had one lady that was 67 years old. She counted 67 spots on a fish. So it's like freckles. You just never know what you're going to get.
I tell you, that's a really cute picture, man. You know, you can tell that the young man's just happy as can be. He's proud to be holding that fish up there for that picture.
When the magazine came out, they're up in Salisbury, where they're from, and I took a picture of the magazine cover, and then, you know, the two pages, and then a close up. So, Mr. James there, he's a good boy, man, and that whole family, I love them all to death, and James, it's come along, he's wanting to fish, you know, so.
Good.
Yeah, he's a new angler on the way. His brother's kind of discovered some ladies, I think. He's in that teenager deal, and.
Yeah.
So James is coming along wanting to go, so I like little men that like to fish, so. You know, anyway.
Me too. That's just awesome. But I tell you what, now when he comes back to town, he's got him a little shopping trip he can take.
Roger that. And they'll go too. So.
Head on up to Bass Pro and spend that gift card.
Another thing is, you know, we're talking about the magazine, Kenny, the photos of the month. I really enjoy those, but my favorite picture this month, and you guys can pick up a Coastal Angler and they're free and just pick you one up and look around. And
that's right. The price is just right.
You see what we're talking about, but, it has to be my favorite picture this month is the little guy with the flounder.
Isn't that great?
Man, that little man right there. Y'all get in the magazine and check this out. But there's a little man holding up a flounder, and his mouth is open right around his mouth and nose, and that's a great photograph.
I believe that was one of Jason's charters.
No, that's Robbie Remsen.
Oh, Robbie. That's who it was. Yeah, Robbie Remsen. That's who it was.
Marla Quay.
Yep.
Yep. That's an awesome picture right there.
That is, isn't it?
It's a little man with his hat on, and he's got him a flounder, and he's got a, you know, he looks like a mule eating briars. He's smiling.
He does, man. Ear to ear. That's a nice flounder.
Can I just tell you
if something? If I'm not mistaken, that's his first flounder.
I just noticed that Jack Crevel called off Apache Pier.
Isn't that something, huh?
Holy mackerel.
You can tell that guy's struggling to hold that thing up.
So it sounded like y'all need to get the magazine and see what we're talking about.
There's some great pictures. And also, just so you know, I did just share James, is that his name? The young gentleman? Yeah, I just shared that picture on our Facebook page of him and the painted out fish. I mean, that's ridiculous. That is just beautiful.
It's a really cool paint job.
You always catch some cool fish during the fall. The heart.
Yeah, I got it.
The heart was awesome.
The South Carolina.
Yeah.
State.
Yes, I'm accused.
I think he really photoshopped it.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. I know enough about all this technology to photoshop it, then put it on, and then tell a bunch of lies about it.
Yeah, when you catch as many redfish as Fred does, you're going to see mutations all over. You're going to see different things.
Right.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like Merle's Inlet's place to be. This summer's been.
We talked about that earlier, man. You know, like, because you said, you know, it's been kind of tough right now down there, and Georgetown normally is like, is the fishery of all the fisheries around there. That is the best place to fish.
I'm going to speak in sync with him on behalf of Stump, who I talked to a couple times this week. Same thing from him.
Saw him yesterday morning.
Same thing. He said the same thing to me. He said, dude, it's been pulling teeth, and they'll have a decent day. And he said, it's just working.
Yeah, it's, you know, normally I would have some confidence. Not that I wouldn't have to move around, do some things, change, do this and that. But this year, I've worked for the fish this year to get them. Far as numbers go, I would say I'm doing a third of what I would call normal this year. So since, you know, we had the flood last year, since that time, everything's changed. But then I'll get excited. I'll have a pretty good day. You know, we'll catch them good, and I get excited. Go back the next day, nothing. Same, sink it out, get same spot, same bait, same location. And, you know, hour later in the day, schedule it that way, go back, and then not get any. So it's been like that. They're just like they're on the move. Nothing's holding. They're just, you'll have a good day here. Won't happen for another week or two. Go through moon phase, get big tides, things will change, go back. But, I've had to work, and it's not just me. I mean, it's like tarpon. I have not seen a tarpon in when y'all
baited. That was my next question.
I asked you them the same question yesterday when I was talking, when we were talking on the phone.
Kenny's favorite tarpon hole over there on Town Creek.
Yeah.
I got a couple of band-aids in my finger, but I got shark run through one of my, as we were gawking at the shark by the boat, which I did one day this week. But
he decided to take a run.
Yeah, and I was, And he was trying to act like he was tired and knew how that works with a 100-pound shark at the back. But anyway, he didn't get me bad. I just kind of nicked it. So
that braid will rip right through you.
This was on the leader.
Oh boy.
This was on the 100-pound leader. Oh. So.
Oh God.
But yeah, then I talked to Newman, yesterday as well, asked him about the tarpon and, you know, they are plucking them off out front, but it's not like they're having a banner year in, you know, where they, you know, they're tearing up the tarpon either. So it's just not the stuff I do. The flounder I'm hearing from everybody's favorite. I talked to some of these guys, commercial giggers, that said they're getting them. the recreational guys, well, the thing is, these guys, they gig, but they're telling me, and this could equate to fishing too, that the fish that they're sticking are all large, and they're taking them in 2 or 3 foot of water. So instead of working the edges and stuff, they're off the bank, getting them in 2 or 3 foot of water. So there's a lesson to be learned there too. So, yeah,
always is.
Yeah.
Well, I told these guys a couple of weeks. My neighbor has been doing a lot of flounder fishing in the inlet. And he fishes all artificial, and they've been working the banks. They've been trolling just like they're bass fishing. That's all they're doing is trolling banks and working artificials off the bank, and they've been shellacking the flounder.
So that means they're there. So, you know, and the way he's talking too, now look, this is a commercial guy that I know is a crabber, and he goes and he legally gigs fish.
Yep.
And he says he's selective, and he's sticking them in deeper water. The reason he can do that is because he can see them when other people can't.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's wanting to go right along the edge. He's actually sticking bigger fish in bigger water. So he's passing up lots of fish.
Let me ask you about these redfish, man. You know, you're still fishing the skinny waters back there in North Inlet. When you don't find them back there on these days, like you said, where you just can't find them, what's your next strategy that you use if you're not finding them in your normal areas in the skinny water?
All right, well, I've got this picture in my head of this one spot. Well, I've been fishing on higher tide. So instead of going in the skinny, low stuff, you know, going high and then picking them up off these shell points and stuff along the grass on bigger runs. So hot weather, I've been doing, Tony was mentioning earlier, change. So I'm constantly trying to think outside the box, do something different, fish higher tide, fish this tide, that tide versus low. 2 days this week, I'm looking at reds, backs out of the water, won't eat low tide. They're just not going to have it. I mean, they're there. I'm looking at them. Not a lot, but enough to know that I'm positive ID'd fish, put the stuff up there, and they would eat it. But the good news is, which Tony would be glad to hear too, and a lot of you guys, is that the shrimp are absolutely everywhere.
Tony, we were talking about it this week, and I said that you had said last week or week before or whatever when you called it. Last time you called in that they were everywhere.
But they are thick, and they're from every size, from a quarter inch to out in the bay and stuff. That if we don't get the rain, it will be banner shrimp here, because we've had them the whole year.
It's nice to see shrimp like that, but you know, that concerned me. We talked about that when we were fishing last Saturday. How in the world is a fish going to find that shrimp with a hook in it?
when there's
a million of them out there.
Kenny brought up a point when I said, all right, let's fish this spot right here. He's like, why are we fishing right? I'm telling you, the top of the water was so full of shrimp. They were just nonstop, and then you had the bluefish and other stuff in their feed on them. We were trying to catch a flounder, and he's like, why are we even fishing here?
Yeah, it's like the chance of them it's like hitting a Powerball, man. Well, what's the chance of the fish finding our baited, you know, our hooked bait when there's like a million baits right there? I mean,
well,
it hurts you in that aspect, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the one that's weak's the one that's going to get called off the herd. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm hearing about fish up the rivers from the DNR folks, and the y'all are talking about your bait stuff. The mullets are absolutely have inundated North Inlet, from the little guys to the big guys. It is absolutely unbelievable how much food we've got this year. So does that mean that the fish are out there eating that instead of eating our stuff? Could be. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case.
Well, we got to take a break here in 1 second. When we come back, I really want to pick your head, because it was almost a year ago in a couple weeks. I mean, it was that we were down with you, and we caught redfish and some awesome spots.
That was later in the year, wasn't it?
That was October.
That was October,
oh, was
yeah.
I thought it was September.
I was looking for it. I got that on the calendar
because
I want to do that again this year.
Yeah.
I hope we get a chance to do that again this year.
Definitely.
Because that's not too far off. That's only a couple months.
In the grass is just awesome.
And watching
that grass just start laying
getting
down.
Getting out of the boat. I love when Fred pulls up in the flats and is like, get out.
Yeah, get out.
Right there. Step right there. Start walking.
We got shoes for periwinkle proof, though, don't we? We got some periwinkle proof shoes, didn't we?
Yeah, we're going to have to have them this time, man. That was, that was rough. But anyhow, we'll talk about that when we get back from this break, folks. This is the Southern Niners Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register, starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5, Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. See what we mean.
If you fish or boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine.
Find your outdoors here.
The day you don't need sports in your life is the day you don't need air. We eat, breathe, and sleep it right along with you. And we're the ones you come to celebrate with and to vent your frustrations with your teams. You can count on us, the sports station, and your friend.
Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fish heads, the really, really big show is back.
That's right, broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. And we've got Captain Fred sitting in with us right now, talking some Georgetown fishing. And you know, we just heard him talk about all the shrimp that are down there, so all you shrimpers out there can be excited. And like he said, we can keep from getting any crazy rains.
Right.
What are we looking at? What is that, middle September that it comes in?
Yeah, and, you know, everybody wants to go on opening day. The best time to get shrimp is October, because these shrimp will grow 50% a week. So instead of having a 60-count cooler full, you can have a, you know, a 30-count. Yes, that many less heads to deal with, and you know, but early in the season are little, so generally when I went, I'd let it cool off and go later. But
I can promise you will not have to worry about me being out there on opening day.
I
was down there tarpon fishing one year on opening day and saw that chaos that goes on at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock or whatever when they tell them they can leave the dock or whenever it is.
You didn't launch from South Ferry, did you?
Yes.
And the numbers on the with DNR, it's the number of licenses gone down about 40% from the high back 10 years ago. Well, so there's a lot less open to
you. You know what? I got them every year. I got them for 4 years. I got them until this year. I didn't get them, but when I started looking at prices of poles and everything else, and then I would get an invite from Jay Bache to go, or a invite from Tony to go, and they got poles and everything else, I said, heck, I'm not going. I'll buy the clay.
I still haven't done it yet, man. I'm waiting. I'm going to do it this year, hopefully. I was invited by George Smar. I was invited by Tony.
Oh, man. It's.
I think even Jay Bache invited me one time.
It's
I've never
blast.
Got to make it.
It's hard to get excited about throwing the cast net, but if you get in them, it's awesome.
Yeah, if they're there and you got the red legs going on, buddy, it's fun.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
And it's just coincides with some of the best fishing of the year. But if the shrimp are there and you're getting them, it is, Kenny, you've probably never seen a cast net with a bag in it because there's 8 pounds of shrimp in your net on that cast.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff.
Jake can throw the net. Jake will throw the net, and he'll let it sink, and then he'll start pulling on the string. He's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you know it.
He's like, load it. Because, you know, they pop, and he can feel it right up the line. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then when you pull it up and the net feels heavy, and then there's a bag all the way around it where the fold is, where the leads come up, and there's a bag in the net. It gets funner about there. There's some fun to be had.
And it's really fun.
I'll tell you, I'll drop a rod in a minute to pick up a cast.
Hey, yeah, you will.
Yeah.
But I tell you one thing. It's fun to do with Jay Bache because he likes to throw the net. So
that
all I do
fun,
is drive the boat.
Yeah.
Well, and you think driving the boats is a simple task too, but run over. You'll hear it. Don't run over the bait. Don't run. Oh, I've got to throw. I've had partners that insisted that they can only throw off the port side of the boat or the starboard. I'm like, what difference does? I never got that. But no, I want to throw off this side of the boat. Well, I know what the wind and currents will make me get it. And driving can be more. It's not as relaxing as throwing the net. Actually,
it's not because here's the thing: you're nonstop working. He's getting that little bit of break between throwing, but. You know, the thing with Jay, and we filmed a show last year doing it, is Jay likes to look at the wind, he'll figure out the current, and then he
set.
Puts a test pole
right.
out.
Right, then you set.
Puts a test pole out, and then he goes from there and he uses markers, like those smokestacks. That
right.
was a perfect example. He used a smokestack, and he'd set it up to where he knew that it would help me every time going in. You know, I know to keep the boat in line with the smokestack, and he's good. And
uh-huh.
I mean, it makes a difference. When you got a good driver and a good cast net thrower,
it can work.
They're there, you can be done.
It's like real estate, huh? Location, location, location.
Location.
You got to have it just right.
Well, and actually, a tiller drive is easier to shrimp
than
with.
Than a steering wheel.
Than a steering wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll work you a lot less.
Tony
than
agrees
a
with
wheel.
That. Yep.
And Tony's shaking his head.
He is.
Yeah, tiller, because you can respond full over. You know, with a short move of your arm versus four turns of the wheel to try to make that same thing happen. So a tiller drive boat actually works better. Yeah.
A lot better than like my boat. My boat with that big motor on it on that jack plate, you know, the short term reaction to steering is very slow. And we were using my boat. And we were talking about it because we ended up having, obviously, you pull the trolling motor off. You don't want it on the bow. Good Lord, is it catching that? But we talked about it, you know, with that iPilot, you could actually go through the first time. If it works the way it should, and I don't know. I hadn't tried it in this degree yet, but you could go through the first time with the trolling motor, use it and pull
set
it in, set it on every angle and then set repeat and it'll go right back to that angle. So they say,
I'd be wanting to try that too.
Yeah. And you don't have to do anything. Set it on 7 or 6 or something slower so it would take its time, go up, Jay would throw the net. Obviously, you'd have to pull it around the trolling motor, make sure you don't get caught in it, but it would automatically do it.
Yeah.
So
another way to do it on a bigger boat is to anchor your bait, get everything set, and then you throw your bait off one point, say at 1 o'clock and one at 11 o'clock and one at 3 and one at 9 and then just set it up around the boat where the boat's stationary. Then you can sit back and watch the stars in the evening. And
that's a
net.
Great idea. That's a great idea.
Here, yeah. You can do it by yourself.
So legally, so you know where, I mean, if you're anchored up.
You just
know,
put one pole up.
You know, right off of this cleat, I just threw out two
right.
bait balls. Off of this cleat, I threw two bait balls.
And you can stick one pole in.
One pole in front of the boat, and then you go to town.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. And never have to move.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, there's some places off Big Marsh Island that I've seen shrimp before that. you didn't even need bait, that you could set up.
All right, but the key to this process is to remember that you still need your baiting permit if you're going to be baiting.
And your fishing
license.
And you
need your fishing license, and you need to have that pole in the water with the tack permit
Correct.
On it. There we go.
So even if you anchor, though, if you stuck a pole up, then you're legal at that point.
But you could anchor up and throw the net with no bait, and you don't need a pole.
But you're right? You're still limited to 48 quarts.
That's right. You're still limited to 48 quarts, and there's a certain number in the live well, too, right? And there, isn't that,
that starts in January.
Okay, good.
Yeah. In January, you can only have, like, 6 dozen. That's because of the deep hole guys. So, but fishing this year has been strange. I did catch some trout, which I don't do a lot of.
No, you don't. But,
but on the overcast days, which y'all were talking about earlier, the overcast days, the reds and the trout, what's going on? I don't know if it is the overcast or it's just the temperature's better or what it is, what cue they're taking, but that's fine with me because overcast was great. I'm about barbecued at this point anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Barbecue.
We've had it.
I don't have that roof, you know.
Yes. I will say those roofs make a big difference when you're out there for a while.
As Greg would say, we were team, you know, we'd see other boats and no tops, call them team sunscreen. Well, you know, it's about that time of year.
Yeah, you got the raccoon eyes going.
No, big time. And we had a little ramp incident. Matter of fact, Greg Holmes, Fish Kenny, and I were doing a trip, had a group of folks, and we finished and pulled out. And Marshall's had a boat. They were testing that ramp. So we're downtown at the ballpark ramp. Now, that's a four-slot ramp. 1, 2, 3, 4 slot. Now, there's me, and there's Greg, and there's Marshall's on the far side, and there's 1, 2, gap, 3. So, a tourist visitor from North Carolina, a female, decided to come up and ask me in a very, with a tone that, were we planning on hanging out at the ramp in August? What'd you call it a minute ago? In August what?
I don't remember.
You were talking about August, and I was telling you about my patience levels going down. And
radio edit August.
Yeah,
radio edit August. That's true.
It's that time of year when your patience level is not quite what it was in the beginning of June.
Right.
And I ended up calling her the mayor. So
the mayor.
But you know, I should have said, well, we weren't planning on hanging out, but we will wait till you leave now. We'll hang out till you leave now. But anyway, it's about that time of year, so.
So what she was saying is she didn't want to have to worry about going down that one ramp that was open.
She wanted a rope-a-dope.
She wasn't even driving.
They were on a rope-a-dope. They were going to do boat on the rope.
You can't rope-a-dope in Georgetown. you can't rope-a-dope down there.
You better put a sign up.
Hey, you better go ahead and put on skis. You let it get out there in that current, you're gone. I'm telling you.
At the ferry, I don't know if I'd be wanting to pull a rope off at the ferry landing, but downtown you can get away with it.
Yeah. Down at the ferry, yeah.
There's no way.
With the noise level of everybody laughing, would be
the noise level of everybody laughing.
I can see somebody's boat getting away at the
or
south.
Or the volume area. Of profanities that you would be getting. The volume of profanities you would be getting. And I tell you what, Mike Brady. Last weekend during the tournament, he said he hit the he got caught in that current there.
And the bridge stop.
Yeah, he said he hit the bridge stop. He said before he knew it, he was washed into it.
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes funny, man, you got to play your boat just right, man. It'll be coming in like, you know, perpendicular to the trailer. In the last second, you just got to kind of cut off on the trailer.
You approach it 30 degrees to get zero in the end. Yeah. Kind of how it works.
When I trailered your boat that one time, man, I was like pinballing it.
Yep.
I pinballed it wrong.
Yeah. That's why, it's because of you that I got Jason to bring me the new Marshall's Marine guide pads for my trailer. Mm-hmm. So I'm not beating
up.
But
it was windy that day too. It was windy
and
some current. And I tell you, I did. I pinballed it. Boy.
No, it wasn't just because of you. It's me too. But because that trolling motor sticks out a little bit on the one side, so I have to kind of nudge it up on the right side and then get it lined up. But Marshall Marine. Merle's Inlet is a beginner's ramp, a great place for people that want to learn to put their boat in the water and practice. Come on over. Everybody else does it.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Come on over.
I know. I think about that today. You know?
I'm just going to come on down. Listen, today would be a great day if you show up around 11 o'clock. Bring your wife. Get her. Let her stand outside the truck and holler at you because it's going to happen because I watched it yesterday three different times with people. But come on out. Let your wife stand on the dock, holler at you, tell you which way you're pointing, tell you the wrong way. Leave your trailer hitch up so you can't see your trailer. Do that. That's what you need to do second. You got to practice with your trailer hitch up. Instead of putting your tailgate down, if you put your tailgate down, it's amazing how much further you can see. If you put your tailgate down, you can see that trailer. I watched a guy jackknife three times with a trailer that's substantial. I mean, decent-sized trailer.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, please. Finally, golf cart Dave walks over and says, hey, get out.
Get out. Hey, I'll do it for you, man.
Golf cart Dave jumped in and said, all right, here we go.
You're getting into my business now.
Yeah, you're wearing out of my pocket. Look at those people back there. Yeah. But I tell you what, that is a we talk about it, you know, for 2.5 years now. We've talked about that landing and with the subject we're on. But you can go down there and get some great humor. But you can also go down there and watch some people get their feelings hurt.
Oh man, I need to do that sometime. If I don't, you know, take a break from fishing or something. If I'm not fishing, I just need to go sit on the wall at the Baylen Church here next to the public boat ramp.
I think that. I think y'all ought to get a charity tournament together where y'all can buy bleachers and just set them up down
there. Set them up down there. I'm sure the church would love it. Yeah, I'm sure the church would love it.
And then when you get that one guy, y'all can all start go, 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 you know, whatever. Go Chevy, go, go Ford, go, whoever it is driving.
All right. I think we got to pay some bills.
Yeah, Remy's giving us a signal, man.
All right, Remy's giving us the finger?
Yeah, he's giving us the finger.
All right. So. We'll pay some bills. We'll come back with some closing comments from our three guests.
That's right, folks. We'll be right back here on the Southern Niners Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7 liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. A Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats presents the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, the highest paying Spanish mackerel event in the world. 100% payout with $5,000 for first place. Be at the Mullet Hut in Merle's Inlet on Friday, August 26th to register, starting at 5 p.m. Fishing is on Saturday, August 27th. Don't miss the Marine Service Center Sea Hunt Boats 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America,
it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up with Gio and Jones. Mornings from 6 until 7 a.m. on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team. Inshore, offshore. Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, fish heads, we are back.
That's right, we're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in. And a couple of things we really got to talk about real quick that we overlooked with all this fishing knowledge we were sharing today. We got to talk about it, the 6th Annual Spanish Mackerel Derby, sponsored by Marine Service Center and Sea Hunt Boats. The Mullet Hut, August 26th and 27th, be out there for the captain's meeting. I think we said, 5 o'clock-ish?
Yeah, that's when registration officially starts. Yeah.
But you can come out early. We're going to have a great time out there. Kenny will be helping sign people up.
That's exactly what we're doing.
We will be. We will be. Make sure you put that on your calendar. That's coming up in 3 weeks. Remember that's 2 weeks away. This is next week. Don't forget the McLeod Children's Hospital, any species tournament over on the river on August 20th. Entry fee is $20 per person or $100 per boat. Going to the Children's Miracle Network. Kenny and I will be, sharing some information on this, on Cecil's show.
That's right. That's the other big announcement. What channel is that?
Tune in to Caroline and Company on PD15.
PD15.
At 12 o'clock
on Monday.
Monday or Tuesday?
It's Monday.
Oh, I thought it was Tuesday.
I think it's Monday.
Tuesday's
the other big thing. That's right.
Tuesday, don't forget, we're going to be at the Masters Club from 4 to 8 o'clock. We're going to have a fish head party.
The fish head happy hour at Masters Gentlemen's Club.
We're recording the show live. So whenever this show airs, it could be probably one for the record books.
Oh,
it will be epic.
It will be, because I tell you what, man, the Masters Club's rolling out the red carpet for us, man, and for all the fish heads. They want y'all to come there, have a good time, $5 food menu, $3 beer.
And here's the deal. Another radio station network has been doing this for 2 weeks.
That's right.
And they've got a very good looking personality on that show.
Quite.
And our goal, as ugly as we are, is to beat the crowd that they've been bringing.
That's right. We want the fish heads to really represent.
That's right. So we're going to be loading up the Toyota Tundra from Merle's Inlet.
Yeah, we are.
At 3:30, you can hop in the back seat. I don't care. I can't get you home, but we'll get you there.
And I tell you what, too, if you want to talk some fishing with folks, we're going to have a lot of really good
fishermen
there.
Yep. And we're going to hang out, eat some good food.
Yeah,
drink some
Captain
cold beverages.
Jason Burton himself
Captain
will be there. We're trying to twist Fred's arm into coming, Captain Fred. But
you never know. You never know who might pop up at an event like that.
Got that right.
You never know what might pop up at the Masters Club. You couldn't have said it any better.
I think I do know what pops up at the Masters Club.
I know what pops up too, and it will be there.
It's always a disappointment to me because, you know, when I leave the house, it's hard to beat.
It's hard to beat.
You got that right, man.
There ain't no doubt.
Like I always say, mess up.
Mess up.
Don't mess down. Mess up.
Mess up.
I can't do that. It's impossible.
Mess up.
That's right, Kenny.
we're gonna have a good time. We're bringing our women with us too.
That's right, man. Looking forward to that. Time. Last time Ann and I went there, you know, for their big anniversary party, we had a great time. Man, yep. It was one of the best evenings. We had so much fun.
Nice.
We got the VIP treatment.
Kim and I went there for the Nick's birthday party that night. We had a great time.
Yep.
I think
it's awesome.
Kim remembers she had a good time too.
Yep.
But yeah, we had a great time.
So Kenny, what's your plan on the Spanish this afternoon, bud?
Well, I'm gonna go out there if I can. I gotta wait and see what it looks like. But if I can go out there, I'm gonna
Weatherbrick looks like 5 to 10 right now.
That's what I was gonna say. 5 to 10.
Yeah. If it's doable, I'm gonna get out there and I'm not gonna go far. I'm just gonna troll around the jetties and around the beach.
So you're just gonna troll?
That's all I'm gonna drag spoons, man.
What are those called?
Christmas tree.
I do have a Christmas tree rig that I bought from Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, which I'll be going to.
Well, Big Dave says that's the kicker. Why would you not pull that?
Yeah, I did pull that the other day. Didn't catch anything. But
you were talking earlier. You were on a bite, and they were eating shrimp, so you tried everything in the boat, right?
That was trout, yeah.
Well, it's a fish, right? All right, put one out. Put one out for me.
I'm going to. You know, I might go ahead and get, because, you know, Mike Eady, suggests that he likes those Christmas tree rigs too, but he likes that chromey one, man. That, you know, like I thought.
Yeah, he likes all shiny.
The shiny, they're like golden and gold, and silvery, you know, instead of the different, you know, red, green.
Well, what I found on Sabiki rigs back in Old King Mackerel days was that they didn't eat red; they only ate the green.
You know what? It's crazy with a Sabiki rig. I know we got to get out of here in a minute, but the Sabiki rigs, I have found that you could have six different colors in the boat, and you can't catch bait but on one of the colors.
The
you
green,
yeah, really? One color.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's weird.
And I've tried every color in the book with the beads. Yeah, you're right. The little red bead on them.
Yeah, the ones with the red beads we never caught anything on. It was the green beads, and a guy at a tackle store told Greg and I about it one day. He said, don't buy those. Buy the greens.
You know, yeah, see, I got some top secret information about that Christmas tree rig. Instead of putting a spoon on the end of it like I usually do.
Gotcha.
But either a guy, and I tried both the other day, didn't have any luck, but I'll try it again today. But a jigfish.
Oh, you remember now that gotcha plug? You know what you need on the back of that, right? I told you this.
Bucktail.
Bucktail, baby.
Remember he told us that two years ago.
Bucktail.
Put a bucktail on the
gotcha. Well, you can buy them that way rigged, or you can get somebody like Daniel that has a fly vise to tie you some nice big bucktail.
Wow.
Because they will gnaw it off.
Is that right?
Yeah. That was what we did in the old days, kingfishing. Always had that rigged up to catch Spanish for bait.
Well, that's a great idea.
Bucktail.
I'm looking for any Spanish mackerel tips I can get between now and the 26th.
Well, what a great show, guys. We had a wonderful time. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Next week, we're going to give two $30 gift certificates away for the half shell.
Since we
got so busy talking, we're going to have two winners next week.
I tell you what, that $30 gift card from a half shell goes a long way, dude.
It does go a long way. Great time. Thanks, Jason Burton, the Bassmaster, and Captain Fred Work, as always, for getting up and driving down and hanging out with us. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. And, you know, as always, Kenny, close it out.
Yep, I'm going to go fishing, folks.
Yeah, I'm going rivering.
Yep.
I'm going
recreational boating.
I'm going recreational boating.
Go. All right, folks, we are out of here. If we don't get canceled, we'll be back to talk to you next week. On behalf of Captain E and myself, Kenny Moore, this has been the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3.
You have been listening to the Southern Anglers Radio Show, sponsored by CAN Business Concepts.